Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we're getting an update from a new company. We haven't had this company on the show. The company is Altiplano Metals, part of the Metals Group, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol APN and on the OTC markets under the symbol ALTPF. Now we are chatting with the president and CEO, Alistair McIntyre. Now, Altiplano is focused in Chile. The company has a handful of assets, an operating asset that has been generating cash flow for a few years now. Big developments coming from that asset now that the company did just release news on final processing permit to begin operations at the company's El Peñon processing facility. Now, the operating asset is called Farion. The company also has a couple exploration projects throughout our Chile, as well as one in Nicaragua. We're going to focus again on Chile here and on that recent news that was released June 23rd. Now, Alistair, before we get into that news, since it is your first time on the show, since we have not introduced this company, please give us a little background on the company and the operations, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. It's good to be here, and thanks for having me. Yeah, well, you've given a good introduction with respect to Altiplano in terms of what we look to do and who we are. We're also part of the Metals Group, and Metals Group is a collection of individuals who've had good success over a number of decades. Altiplano fits within that group, and we've been focusing on the Americas and specifically on Chile. We have an asset there called Farion, which is an iron oxide copper gold project. We've been underground there on a decline mining process for about three to four years. The last, say, three since 2018, we've been cash flow positive at that operation. And, it's small scale. It was a 5,000 ton per month operation, which falls into the Chilean sort of small scale process, which is great. We like that because the permitting is less onerous. We have opportunity to pick up projects and develop them without significant OPEX or CAPEX considerations. And so we've been mining material there at about 2% on average at the moment, and about 1.8% since that sort of Q1 2018. So that's, it's been a good asset for us. And, we've been working over the past, year and a bit to develop a processing facility at El Peñon, which is 15 kilometers away. And so that's been the focus of mine and ours for, say, the last 9 months to a year. And we've just recently had that awarded. So that's sort of packaged up in terms of that sort of tight fit on Farion and El Peñon. But we've got another asset that we can sort of chat about next.
Well, Alistair, let's walk through and with investors why this is so pivotal that you now have this El Peñon Processing Center, because I saw some information in the news release that was just released on the 23rd last week that this reduces your trucking costs by 75% and your processing costs by 45%. So it seems like a sea change for the company. Just walk us through why it's a significant transitional moment for the company.
Yeah, Shannon, thanks. I mean, that's correct. We have been selling our material to a local processor, ANAMI. ANAMI is a sort of state-owned operator processor. And, they're a great partner. You send the material and they pay you within a number of days and on a provisional basis, and then settle within, say, 4 to 6 weeks, based on your credit of contained metal within your shipment. So in this case, now we have our own mill. We'll have better control over the total contained metal. We'll get better gold capture, and we'll produce a high value concentrate, and we can use that to continue to sell to ANAMI, or we can use some local concentrate or foreign concentrate buyers. But overall, that reduces our water by 75% using this particular facility. And it'll also reduce our tailings output by about 40%, because we'll also have an iron separator. And that iron separator basically does two things. It reduces total tails, and it also provides us a secondary income stream in iron sales. So the good thing about this particular process, as I mentioned, is very environmentally friendly. We've been focused on from an ESG perspective, because it reduces tails, reduces our water consumption, which is very important in Chile, which is very water focused. And end of the day, we'll produce a dry tailing that has no requirement for a traditional tailings dam. So we put a lot of thought, a lot of effort, and this is one of the first of its kind in the small mining space in Chile. So we're very pleased that we had our final permitting, and when we've started commissioning, so we're ready to go and expect you know, our own concentrate coming out over the next month and a bit.
Okay, so very near term. Are there any major costs that still need to be put into this processing plant? And on top of that, any chance of expanding this plant to then, once it is up and running smoothly, grow the production?
No, yeah, fair points. Yes, basically, we do have operation to expand. The permitting is for 5,000 tons, which matches the output. But we also look to expand our operations at Farion through a technical review to look at it from an engineering perspective to increase its output. And we can match that output also at Farion with respect to the appropriate expansion opportunities in terms of permitting and at El Peñón.
Well, Alistair, just in addition to the expansion potential at Farion, you have other projects, and maybe just speak to the business model, how this mill and this production allows you to grow organically and still focus on other projects for exploration and development.
Those are great points, because from our perspective, you know, most junior companies are, you know, raising money, drilling holes, getting results, hopefully good results, and going back to market and raising money against further exploration. We're similar in that sense. I mean, as a company that basically has exploration projects, you know, we look to develop those. Investors are looking for upside. So, you know, we want to provide our investors that same opportunity. A bit of a difference here is that we're able to use Farion and the proceeds from the mill to be a little bit more self-funding, using it to be able to acquire additional projects, invest in infrastructure like the mill. And with that, you know, we have other projects that we've been working on, which is Mary Luisa. And Mary Luisa is about 120 kilometers from Farion. And we've been developing that project for about 6 to 9 months, say. We've been underground on a decline system at about 300 meters of a target, 330 meters to hit a mineralized zone. That's our target, which we will shoot crosscuts into, and then mine along a sort of a two vein structure, and use that same process to sell to Enami initially, and be able to capture cash flow from that project. So that business model, basically, as mentioned earlier, basically provides us opportunity to generate cash, to use that to fund our operations and be less dilutive.
Okay, so that is what's unique here, is that the cash that you're generating from operations, you're using for exploration. Where are you most excited about exploration then? Because that seems to be the avenue that could really drive this stock forward.
Indeed. And, you know, as mentioned earlier, as part of the Metals Group, you know, the Metals Group and teams involved there and other companies within our sort of sisterhood have done very well with respect to identifying good projects and their ability to add value by understanding geology, you know, putting in the right exploration programs, you know, doing a drill program to build out resources. I mean, Benchmark's a very good example of that, you know, grew from a small scale to now basically having a resource estimate close to 4 million ounces. And, you know, that's what we identify and what we see with respect to the projects that we look at. We look at things that are scalable with respect to the Pastillas, where we're working in the Maricunga. And the Maricunga, you know, is one of Chile's most identifiable gold camps. It's next to Yamana, it's next to Kinross, it's next to Hochschild, et cetera. And these types of projects, you know, have that similar sort of scale and district play that has, you know, discovery potential. So that's what we look for. We don't look to sort of take in projects that have a little bit of opportunity to drill a few holes and get some, you know, get some grade or get some return and go out and market those returns and grades. You know, we're looking to be finding projects that we can effectively leverage and give investors exposure to some good upside. I mean, as an example, Pastillas is, you know, is very close to other projects that are there. Rio 2 has begun, you know, their technical work to bring that project towards a mining decision. And, you know, Kinross has poured its first barrack at La Coipa very, very recently. So, you know, that's the type of thing we like to see is grow out, get big returns with respect to our resource estimates, and have a natural buyer just next door.
Well, let's dig in just real quick to Pastillas, just as an exploration project. I know it's earlier stage, you're doing some groundwork and some mapping and targeting, but what can you tell us about the work going on there and what do you plan to do as you move forward?
The project came to us on an option basis, and you know, there's some good information that was there with respect to some previous geochem, geophysics, and a little bit of historical trenching. There are actually two projects there, La Isla and Pastillas. So we've done some TerraSpec work. We've done some larger scale and small scale mapping. We're waiting for results to come back with respect to our sampling. This is kind of life with respect to where we are in the pandemic, that everything seems to take forever. And so we're still waiting on some of our sampling results. And with these results, you know, we intend to identify some drill targets. If you go onto the website and look at some of our photos, it's a magical place. I mean, there is a lot of pretty clear alteration exposure that's basically showing up at Pastillas. And, you know, with our TerraSpec work, we would intend to, you know, quickly be able to identify some drill targets. And kind of back to our earlier conversation around our business model is that, you know, with our cash, we bought a drill, and it's a diamond drill, mobile. And so we're using that right now to drill at Mary Louisa. And previously we were using that to drill at Farion. And now we can sort of pick that up and take it to Pastillas and, you know, do a very quick drill program to identify, you know, some of the, or at least, you know, find better targets to move this forward with, because we don't have to worry about the, you know, contracting a driller and working on their schedule. And plus, it's much more cost effective to have our own drill.
Okay. Alistair, one final point then. I want you just to summarize the catalyst in terms of news flow that investors can expect, say, through the rest of this year. I understand that operations, cash flow generation is there, but the true catalyst in terms of moving some of these projects forward, what should investors be expecting?
Well, I mean, we've just basically hit a big milestone in terms of having our mill approved, and we're moving that forward. So I think that's one that's in the past, but now using that moving forward, you know, we'll basically be announcing as we move along in terms of this becoming fully operational and being able to discuss, you know, a little bit more in terms of our profitability. We're making good progress at Mary Louisa. Mary Louisa, as I mentioned, should be within a month or two with respect to being able to target the mineralized zone. And from there, we'll begin, you know, sales of material to Anami. So, you know, that's basically another sort of thing to keep an eye on the horizon. And of course, you know, as we move forward with respect to our exploration at Pastillas, you know, we're hoping that we'll get opportunity to outline drill targets. And with those drill targets, you know, we can begin some work later in the year. As one of the things that I mentioned, having our own drill, we're able to be quickly and nimble to take the drill to site and not have to worry about the contractual obligations of contractors. And so, and also from a cost effective perspective, you know, having your own drill makes a lot of sense. So that's something that we would expect in terms of Pastillas moving forward, whether it's later in the year or early next year, that'd be our plan. But, you know, as a junior company with growth aspirations, you know, we're certainly looking to take on more projects. You know, we'd like to find a similar type of project as Farion or as Mary Louisa that can generate some cash for us. And also look for other projects that can give and provide our investors something in terms of, you know, greater upside with respect to something similar to Pastillas and San Pedro in terms of its growth, that I know we can give our investors some good upside.
Well, Alistair, since it's your first time on the show here at the KE Report, could you just walk us through your background in the mining industry? And if there's anybody else on your team or on the board, one or two people that you feel like highlighting, just to give us a sense of the team behind Altiplano.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, you know, thanks for the opportunity to talk about that. I mean, we've mentioned, you know, the Metals Group guys, you know, John Williamson, basically as the founder of Metals Group, has got an exceptional background and success. So obviously as chairman of Altiplano and former CEO of Altiplano, he's a great resource and helps us with respect to our project reviews and just you know, from mentorship perspective. Ian Harris, who looks after our mining engineering, and Ewan Webster, who's also CEO of Thesis, is our sort of main geologist that basically looks after all the technical requirements in the company. But my background, began my career as a geologist, but spent my middle career as a banker. I worked in Toronto, New York, Sydney, and Hong Kong, mainly in the metals market. Setting up metals desk and providing structured and commodity financing for the producers in the West and in the East. Was working with a lot of the consumers on a gold loan basis. Kind of the first to set up gold trading in China, and did a lot of advisory work around the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. And I've been back in Canada for about 5 or 6 or 7 years now, and have been involved back into the junior space, and really enjoy it. It's very dynamic, and I think with respect to my skill set, having a kind of up to down and top to bottom understanding of the mining industry, I think is a good benefit in this business, and really enjoy it.
All right, Alistair, thank you for kind of this update and introduction to the company. If anybody has any follow up questions or wants more information on any aspect of this company, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll get those answered for you. And Alistair, keep us up to date on future news. Interesting story here. Nice recent development. And now any of the future catalysts, feel free to reach out to us. Thank you again for your time today.
Thanks, guys.